All right, let's on the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo, game day delicious. Hey, just full disclosure, Ross, I called you, and Ross comes courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands? I called your horse's ass, Ross.
Why did you say that?
Because they came back in with that sound drop of you saying, all you want to do is talk about basketball. And then I said, well, that guy's coming, that horse's behind's coming up in 10 minutes. We can talk to him. So, anyway.
Big Rob.
How's it going, man? Hey, by the way, I gotta tell you, and I mean this sincerely, I watched the whole Colorado State game. You were on it?
Yeah.
You're pretty good. You've got that.
I told you that.
Man. Yeah, you've got that little...
Where you been? I've been good.
I've been telling him, Ross. I told him you had skills.
Hey, you know what? Honestly, Ross, I've only started really watching a lot of college football this year because I got a vested interest in Tulane. But, no, I watched the whole game, and you got that little knack for kind of knowing what to look for before the play, develops. So, no, real nice job. Dead serious.
Oh, man. Steiny, that means a lot. I put a lot of time into it. I actually just got home to Pennsylvania after doing Bills Jaguars last night on the radio for Westwood One, which was a total no-show by the Jaguars. I was not expecting that. That's always a bummer for a broadcaster, right?
Yeah.
You know, I always tell people, you know, I would do the close games for free. It's the blowout that they got to pay me for, and last night was a blowout.
Ross Tucker joining us on 95.7 The Game. Ross, the Niners now 1-2. Now they've got some injuries piling up. What have you noticed is a big area of concern for them? If you had to list a couple.
You know, I got to be honest with you. The thing that jumped out to me the most watching that game on Sunday, I still don't think we give Brock Purdy enough credit.
Mm.
You know, those touchdown throws he made, some of the things he did in that game with his legs. You know, not having Debo or Kittle or McCaffrey and able to, have Juwan Jennings have that kind of game. I'm just. They're very, very impressed, again, by Brock Purdy. I think, sometimes people say, well, he's a product of that system and all the talent around him, and I get that, but I don't know. I thought he kind of showed on Sunday that he's not. I mean, really, I thought the defense let you guys down in a major, major way. The defense, no Cooper Kupp, no Puka Nacua, two touchdown leads. I feel like the Niners defense needed to perform better than they did in that game.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ross, and I know you played the game, so who better to ask than you here? A lot of people are mad here in the Bay, fans, at Brandon Ayuk because of the deal and how it went down in the offseason. He went public, and he hadn't been producing or putting up, numbers. But I'm looking at the defense like you just echoed, and am I wrong to just look at Bosa because he's the highest-paid defensive player? I know it's first-year defensive coordinator Nick Sorensen, but am I wrong, Ross, to put it at the doorstep and the lack of pressure that the Niners are having in two games? Is that on Bosa just by himself? How do you answer or respond to that?
Yeah, no, it's not just on Bosa, but that is part of the pressure that comes along with having the contract that he has. You know, you've got to deliver when you are making that much money, and he hasn't always been able to do it. Now, he does draw a lot of attention, and that's why they try to make sure they always have somebody pretty good opposite him, somebody pretty good inside, because you have to assume that Bose is going to get a lot of double teams, a lot of attention, and the idea is that you want somebody else and really multiple other guys to be able to win their one-on-ones, and I would argue especially against that beat-up Rams offensive line, they weren't able to do that nearly as consistently as they needed to, and I thought that was probably the most disappointing thing in the game if you're a Niners fan.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Trent Williams has not been too good either the first three games. You played offensive line. Now he's 36 years old. Missed training camp. How important is training camp for an offensive lineman, even for a guy like Trent Williams?
Yeah, that's a good question. Now, I haven't sat there and, like, watched the end zone copy of every snap so far, but I've seen him still do some very impressive things. And I don't know, Sonny, I could almost make the opposite argument that at his age, it's maybe almost better to skip training camp. I mean,
gotcha.
You certainly want to do something, but I think you want him as fresh and as healthy as possible for the season. And, I mean, that first game against the Jets, it looked like he hadn't really missed a beat with the way he was playing. I thought he played pretty darn well. So I would say Trent Williams is probably low on the list of Niners issues. I'd be more concerned about McCaffrey, you know, supposedly being in Germany because of this injury he has. That doesn't sound real good to me. Right.
Ross, that's where I was going. What are your spidey senses? Like him in Germany, does that make you feel more, you know, if you're a Niner fan, worried about the possibility of him coming back? Because to me, I'm like, man, he's out there really searching, you know, for an answer to a serious problem.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what they call it. I don't know if it's like stem cells or there's a certain way in Germany that they can spin your blood to help it heal faster that I guess is not approved in the United States.
Mm.
And so I think back in the day, Kobe Bryant went over there and did it. And so I guess if I'm a Niners fan, I feel good about the fact that Christian is doing everything he possibly could to get back out there and to be healthy. I mean, that's a pretty good, you know, the guy's already made a lot of money. You know, the fact that he's flying to Munich to try to potentially get this thing healed so he can come back on the field this year for your team, he didn't have to do that, you know? I mean, I think that says a lot about him. So I guess I feel good about that part of it, but probably bad about the fact that he needs to do that part of it, right? Like that, you know, whatever's going on with him is not healing fast enough or not going to heal fast enough that he feels like he can get back in an appropriate amount of time just by doing traditional or more traditional methods here in the United States.
Ross Tucker joining us on 95.7 The Game. Is there any way to determine whether or not, or even if it's a factor? You know, I'm looking at the 49ers game log, and they've been to 12 playoff games in the last 5 years, and a lot of their big boys have played that many games in the last 5 years in terms of playoffs. Any chance that the wear and tear of being in the postseason every year could catch up with the player?
Absolutely. Yep. And I think that's the biggest thing that sort of may prevent the Chiefs from three-peating. You know, we talk all the time about when running backs have like 300 touches or whatever, 400 touches in a year, and the next year, you know, there's usually a significant decline in their production because of how many touches they got and the wear and tear. Well, teams like the Niners and the Chiefs, they played a lot of games. I mean, first of all, last couple of years, they played one more regular season game than we ever used to before. Then they've been playing a bunch of playoff games that has to take a toll. I mean, not only is it more damage to your body, more wear and tear, a longer season, but it's also a shorter off season. You know, it's kind of too negative when you're playing into February like they have been.
Hey, Ross, let me ask you about what happened in last night in Cincinnati as the Bengals dropped to 0-3, and it looks like a star was born. That's too soon for Jaden Daniels, but he looked the part. And then I'm looking at Philly and Dallas, like, oh, boy, I don't know. Who surprised you, and who are you worried about most after 3 weeks?
Well, I guess I'm su- surprised the most probably by the Vikings. You know, I was not ready for that at all. I thought they'd be pretty clearly the worst team in the NFC North. You know, I thought it'd be Lions and Packers at the top, probably Bears around 500. Vikings moved on from Kirk Cousins for Sam Darnold. They had a rookie quarterback in J.D. McCarthy. You know, they moved on from Danielle Hunter. I mean, the Vikings have been the best team in the NFC so far this year, and I certainly wasn't expecting that. I don't know if it will sustain, but it certainly is very much a feather in the cap of not only the head coach Kevin O'Connell and Darnold, but they have the best D coordinator in football right now in Brian Flores.
Hey, Ross, I know it's early, but the 49ers are 1-2. Seattle's already 3-0. If you were a 49er fan, would you start getting worried right about now, or is there still time to turn this thing around and correct? Are some of the things that they're experiencing correctable?
There's still time. I think that, you know, I don't know that the Seahawks will go to Detroit Monday night and win. And I think, you know, the Niners, there's a decent chance they will. So I just think it's a little too early. I think with the 17-game schedule, that spreads out a little bit more. It's not really about, you know, necessarily whether the Niners win or lose. I just want to know when these guys are coming back, you know, when they're going to start to get these guys back. Because even just getting one of them back, Kittle, Debo, or C-Mac, and, you know, and then getting two of them back, makes a big difference.
Ross, you know, the guys coming back play offense. And last year, Steve Wilks was under fire pretty much for the whole season. He lost his job as defensive coordinator. Now Nick Sorensen, I know it's only three games, but would you tell Niner fans not to panic because of what you're not seeing from the defensive unit as a whole thus far?
No, I'd be concerned about defense, especially now that Javon Hargrave is out for the year. I mean, that's a problem. You know, that's a problem. He's their best interior pass rusher. So I would definitely be concerned right now about the defense, because any interior push is super important. Obviously, Armstead's now with the Jaguars. Hargrave is out for the year. And so they're lacking the horses inside.
Ross, thank you very much, man. Enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Always great talking with you guys. Thank you so
much. Take it easy. All right. That's Ross Tucker, and that was an Odyssey NFL Insider call by Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious.